along without food and water. What I really want to focus on for a minute is our basic need for food. Americans have had cheap, plentiful, and good quality food. Hundreds of thousands of acres of productive agricultural land are taken out of production every year. Have you ever been around cities like Chicago or Denver, for example, and observed suburban sprawling? It is true that the American farmer produces more on an acre today than he did 50 years ago, but if the trend of increased population and suburban sprawling continues, the need for food will outpace the ability to produce. Amazingly, American society doesn't seem to be all that concerned. There's way more interest in the stock market and the information highway than there is for the American farmer and rancher. To the agricultural community of America, who gets little appreciation for a lot of hard work, I would like to say thanks. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit C-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI-24. That's 888-YREFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hey, KHNC listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
We're Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. This is Tuesday, the 10th of December, 2024. I was hoping that Christ would return. We know he's coming. I was hoping that Christ would delay his coming till the fall of 2033. But he's not going to delay. In the year 2032, in the fall, right around the time of Christ's real birthday, he was conceived around December the 25th, between the 21st and 24th or 5th of December. That was his conception. His birth was 40 weeks later. I believe it was right in September, right after the first day of fall. And I was hoping that he would delay his return till 2033. But now I cannot see that he would delay any longer. Evil, the wicked, have taken over the world. It's going to get worse. Evil is increasing. Violence. And as I stated yesterday on the program, on the 9th of December, 2024, that the Damascus War, the prophecy of Damascus in Amos chapter 1 in the first 5 verses, I believe it is, and also Isaiah 17, the destruction of the ancient city of Damascus. It is very close. I also talked about the prophecy in Psalm 83, which we know as the Gaza War, or the beginning of the prophecy in Psalm 83, began October 7th, 2023, with the attack on Israel, in southern Israel, which started what we refer to as the Gaza War. Psalm 83 is not about a specific conflict in Gaza. It is a regional war, a regional conflict. The final nation that is going to enter into the conflict will be the nation of Jordan. Over the weekend on Saturday, with this attack coming from the north, I'm going to get the name of Okay, I had to flip around to the table behind me. The HTS. The Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, known as HTS, which I'm going to just refer to as Al-Qaeda. It was initially Al-Qaeda. It morphed into Jihad al-Nusra. Then from there, it morphed into Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. Yeah, it is a sham, all right, al-Sham. So it's just Al-Qaeda. It just morphed. It's like a Ford, like a 1965 Ford Mustang. Eventually, it morphs into the present-day Mustang. It's still a Mustang. With this attack, it was going to be initially a limited attack, but as Al-Qaeda began to move south toward Damascus, with each move, they figured they would begin to have great resistance, which they didn't have. And with each campaign or each move, there was no resistance. The Syrian army, National Army, was out to lunch, and they kept moving. And just within a few days now, they're in Damascus. And there came the point where Bashar al-Assad was given a warning, get out. He'd already sent his family to Russia. And then eventually, he had to leave also. And what has happened is now, in this conflict, like I stated yesterday, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, the destruction of Damascus in Amos chapter 1, the beginning verses, and Isaiah 17 is very near. Now I'm going to tie Damascus into Psalm 83. There are many in the audience, you don't know what I'm talking about. You may not be Christian, you may not believe in Christ, you may not believe in God, but you will believe in the prophecies that are in the Bible that are coming to pass. Psalm 83, Israel was to go to war with the enemies in the Gaza Strip, in Lebanon, Syria, jumping the sea over to the east and down south, Yemen. And Israel has to also engage with the Jordanian army shortly. Then eventually, Israel is commanded to destroy Damascus. Then there's going to be some rest for the armies of Israel and the Jewish people. A short reprieve. Something is coming.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king. of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. A bullet had found him.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise.
May seem morbid, but it's not. I have a point for playing that clip. Right now, presently, the last thing that the Christian people want is Christ to return. The last thing that the Jewish people want is a return of their Messiah. The last thing that the nations want, especially the wicked who rule the nations, the last thing they want to happen is Christ returning. Christ isn't going to wait until 2033. 2032 in the fall. 9 years before the fall of 2032, the Psalm 83 war began. The prophecy of Psalm 83 began. The hostile families and countries around Israel, outside and within Israel, the enemies, Islamic forces, attacked Israel, and the war was triggered. A little over a year later, now we're ready to see a second prophecy, the destruction of Damascus. Damascus is going to be destroyed. Bashar al-Assad, I know many view him as a murderer, treacherous. I'm going to tell you something. Bashar al-Assad and the Assad family has kept to some degree, a secure, maybe not secure, but at least some sanity in Syria. What has happened now that he has been forced to leave is that what is going to replace him, you're going to see the face of Islam. You're going to see the face of jihadist Islam. You're going to see the individual that has basically been, now is attempting to be the head of all of the resistance in Syria, is a butcher. He's a butcher. And what's going to happen is already in Syria, as these forces are moving in, they're going into the hospitals and they're killing the wounded Syrian soldiers. Israel is taking this opportunity to bomb strategic points, areas, targets in Syria. They're doing the world a favor, because if these Islamists, these jihadists, if they get a hold of the Scuds, the missiles, they are going to attack Israel. Guess who's supporting Al-Qaeda? Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam's military are bombers. Any resistance to Al-Qaeda is being removed via American Air Force. This is putting another hook in the jaw of Russia. This is another hook that is going to be used with a tether to bring Russia down to the Middle East. Another thing that has happened, there was an opportunity possibly for Iran to possibly bring about some type of a settlement and negotiations with the United States to help to maybe possibly bring some kind of peace in the Middle East. America told Iran, the Iranian leaders, do not attack Israel. They complied. Russia told the Iran, don't begin any unnecessary conflict. They complied. Turkey has been involved also in supplying some of the terrorists. Erdogan has just realized that he probably miscalculated the strategies backfired on him, because this has opened the door to the United States. This has given Israel an opportunity to, again, target the necessary strategic points militarily through the air. Hezbollah, there is an individual by the name of Scott Ritter. I've listened to Scott Ritter, his analysis of what's happening in the region, in Syria, in the Middle East, and I believe he's very, very accurate. Hezbollah, a couple of weeks ago, Israel had begun to lose momentum in their campaign against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, and it was to the point where Israel had hit a resistance. The resistance was too great. They were having to back out in spite of aerial attacks. And this was probably going to end Israel's campaign in Lebanon. But Psalm 83, I'm going to go back to Psalm 83 and Amos chapter 3. I'm sorry, Amos chapter 1. Israel will be successful in all of these operations without the country and within the country. I've been stating, according to what my interpretation in the prophecies about the West Bank and even a little bit into the Golan Heights, that Israel will remove any threats within the country to the west along the ocean or in the Mediterranean, Hamas to the north in Lebanon, Hezbollah, threats in Syria, in Damascus, and even in the Golan Heights. Israel needs that mountain. It's strategic. And the UN, United States, other nations in the Middle East have been attempting to force Israel to return that area to Syria. So they have some conditions, and Israel hasn't really expanded that operation to take over the Golan Heights. But that's changing. what has just happened. Now I'm going to halt right there. In 2025, the conscription laws for the youth of the United States of America, they have already been, although all they, I think all they need is a signature. America is going to war in 2025. Now, what is happening in Syria, I'm going to step back just a second. They could not see the United States, Turkey, Russia, Iran, Israel. No one could really see what would happen when this little, supposedly small group of terrorists began to move into Syria. It was very unexpected. No one understood what would develop. So it was one of those things where you flip a coin and you assume it's going to land heads or it's going to you pick heads, but it'll end up tails. This was not an orchestrated. This was, they knew about it, but they didn't see the American CIA, Defense Department, didn't see Assad, didn't realize what would develop within 48 hours, within 72 hours. It was one of those things where man had no hand in it. God has decided it is time to move his prophetic clock forward. In the book of Daniel chapter 2, Daniel said that God puts, or in that chapter it says that God will put men in positions of power at his pleasure, according to his plan and will, and he will remove them. So he gets to move the board, the pieces on the board. And if it's time for a pawn to be set aside or a rook, whatever, God makes these moves that man has no hand in. This is what happened in Syria. Something happened. The Al-Qaeda began to move in. There was no resistance. They figured they were going to hit a wall of 20,000 Syrian soldiers, and they weren't there. And then the next move, nothing, no resistance, all the way down to Damascus. Christ is not going to prolong his return to 2033 in the fall, because America is getting ready to begin the operation in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 20. America is going to begin her march on the nations of the world. And this right here. Now, America, the world can see America's, we were just given, the United States was just given by the great good, just, they didn't have to do, I'm trying to think how to phrase this, not by the goodness of God, but according to the prophecies of God and what's got to happen, America is now, a door has been opened. There is a opportunity that just happened. We didn't plan it. It just occurred. Israel, something happened. They didn't plan. But now they can benefit by what just happened to Al-Qaeda, who we support. It's going to get interesting. So you stay put. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. To the podcast section, Present Truth site. I'll be back in a few minutes
Animals
to continue.
Animals are languishing
Present
in U.S.
Truth.
Shelters. especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success, Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360KHNC.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
So Israel and the United States were just given an opportunity. Not that Israel had a strategy, not that the United States had a strategy. It's that this individual, I got to write his name down so I can remember it. His name is, oh my gosh, what was his name? Muhammad al-Julani. Muhammad al-Julani, al-Qaeda. They made a move, and boom, they're in Damascus. The United States didn't anticipate it. The United States is just watching. And boom, now the United States has an opportunity. But what this has done, at the same time, it is now forcing Turkey, Russia, Iran, it is forcing them into a tighter relationship. This relationship is in the Bible. It's in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. I know I'm speaking probably to a small Christian audience and a larger non-Christian audience, but it's important to understand what the Bible says about the war in Israel and the war in Syria and what has just happened with Al-Qaeda and the United States bombing Syrian forces, Russian forces, Iranian forces, Iran. This solidifies a relationship with these three major powers in the Middle East. Erdogan in Turkey, Vladimir Putin in Russia, Iran. This is in preparation for the Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophecy, the great Russian slash Iran or Persia slash Turkey slash other nations in the old Soviet bloc slash Ethiopia and Libya war. It'll take place next year in the summer. From this point to then, they're going to prepare their armies. And Israel, with what just occurred due to this Al-Qaeda operative, Muhammad al-Julani, because of this, King Jordan now, or King Hussein of Jordan, King Hussein II of Jordan, is now going to be forced to retaliate against Israel. And as Israel continues to hit Syria and takes out these vital positions, this is putting more putting Jordan in a bad position. They cannot allow Israel to move into Syria and completely occupy Syria, which they won't. Bashar King Hussein II, he's going to have to respond. The United States, we do have a command area in Jordan. We've worked with them. I'm afraid that Jordan is going to have to choose sides. And I'm afraid they're probably not going to listen to what the United States has to say. The U.S. is probably going to say, don't get involved. But Jordan will get involved. This is going to be the ending chapter or the ending, the conclusion, nearing the conclusion of the Psalm 83 prophecy. It does have a beginning. October 7th, 2023, it will have an end date. It will be concluded. At the end of it, Damascus will be destroyed. Israel will occupy and have access to all of, and Jordan, present-day Jordan, will become property of Israel. Oh, boy. You think heads are blowing now, exploding now, you wait. Israel has to also... There's going to be conflict down south, southern Jordan, central and southern Jordan, all the way down to the area of Aqaba and over against western Saudi Arabia. The conflict is going to increase. Now, today... Israel... was given an opportunity, another opportunity, and in this opportunity, I'll read it to you. So, the Golan Heights. Israel has launched one of the greatest attacks on Syria in history. Israel's launched a large-scale attack. This is out of Russia Today News International. Warplanes pounding three airports, other infrastructure, after the demise of President Bashar al-Assad. They have broken out of the buffer zone that they had been pretty much to agreements restricted to. They have moved further into and occupied the Golan Heights on the Syrian border and moved more closely to Damascus. 250 military targets were attacked in Syria, one of the largest attack operations in history of the Israeli Air Force. They have also targeted Qom Ishli Air Base on the Turkish border. Israel is going all out, and they're supposed to. The Psalm 83 war is clear. It is documented that they will go all out in this conflict, and they are. Is this going to sabotage Syria's stability and chances of stability? Absolutely. Now, what's going to happen, like I stated yesterday, in the scripture, the jihadist militaries from the region will work together. The same objective, destroy Israel in a final assault. And what has happened with Al-Qaeda and all these terrorist groups, these jihadists moving into Damascus, they have access and will control all of the communications, the embassy, the Russian embassy, the Iranian embassy. For them to take Damascus is not a light thing, of course. We'll be back.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts are archived on 1360KHNC.com, the podcast section and Present Truth site. My contact information, if you want to write me, is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. This war, the conflict, no bankers, no governments, there were no, this was, nobody saw this coming. The people that rule the world, the banker wars, the wars that they create, they start in the past, no longer. The wars have taken on a whole new, they've taken on a mind of their own. So there's man no longer has his hand on the events that are taking place. This is the prophecies in the Bible. They now are controlling what is happening. And this is the beginning of the destruction, or this is the beginning of the punishment of the rulers of the world, of the militaries of the world, of the kings and the wealthy, the rich of the world. Now, the steering wheel is no longer in their hand. Christ knows the evil in the world, and that it cannot be stopped through judges, through laws of the lands of the nations. There's going to be the constitution of this country. We are right on the verge of watching the complete destruction, I don't know, it is going to be nullified. The Constitution, like George Bush Jr. stated, I'm quoting him, it's just a GD piece of paper. Very shortly, what he spoke is going to take place, is going to happen. Job 9:27, Job said there'd come a time when the world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked. It's occurred. And that the judges wouldn't judge with their authority, they would not judge rightly. They would be corrupt. They would have power, but they wouldn't judge according to either conscience or law. They will be completely, totally used by the wicked for the purposes of the wicked. We're at that point. The groaning internationally, there's the earth, the world, the environment, the creatures are beginning to groan like never before. I don't know if you heard the magnetic poles on the sun. There was just a big shift. They switched. Magnetic north, I guess you would say, switched to magnetic south. This is the signs when men cannot reason properly, when they lose their reasoning ability, then God will have other ways to reach them through signs in the heaven, in deep space, shallow space, in the atmosphere, in the earth itself, with the creatures. with the madness of mankind, the insanity of the rulers of the world, especially in the greatest nation ever in the history of known mankind from the time of Adam to the present. The insanity of a nation that is called Babylon the Great. The greatest empire because of technology, due to communication, not just bullets and bombs and planes and ships, but technology. Computer science, computer chips. There's always, when you have these countries implode economically, you have what takes over is the black market. The black market is taking over the economies of the nations because the nations, their economies are collapsing. The black market is coming to France, a black market coming to Germany. There's been a black market in Russia for years. Vladimir Putin, by bringing the economy back to health, the black market shrunk. So I'll be back to finish out this hour in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Christ is not going to delay his coming to 2033. He can't. Hardships are coming like the world has never known. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
States at this government cares about the people of this country, you're wrong. They don't care about the people in Syria, in Iran, in Israel. They don't care about who dies. The war machine is just the war machine. A friend of mine, the government will bring, they need an air base in, let's say, Kansas. No, let's say in Africa. We need an air base. This individual, they need a price. How much is it going to cost? The individual is given the blueprints, figures out the length of the runway, the cost of the runway, the radar that is going to be needed, every single thing that is needed to put in that airbase in, let's say, a nation in Africa, down to the nuts and the bolts. How long will it take? How much will it cost? Here's what we need. That individual figures out the budget. You're going to need $6.2 billion. It will take a year and 9 months. Possibly longer. That individual was told by one of the military, someone from the military that gives them the blueprints so that they can know the cost, stated to the individual, America is going to war in 2025. Straight out. The plan is made. America is going to war in 2025, and we need this air base. We need to build it right away. In May, the new draft conscription laws 2025 for the American people, for the American youth, 18 to 26, male, female. Males, they both have to be registered. Males are eligible for military service. This is even worse than the Vietnam conscription laws that took place. There's not going to be draft dodgers. There's not going to be a Canada. There's nowhere these young people can go. Canada's passed the laws with the United States. They will be shipped to the border. American authorities will pick them up, take them to boot camp. They'll be sent to the areas, theaters of war. The American people need God's help. Never before had the people of the world ever needed to have a Messiah, someone who will be with them no matter what. In every hardship that's coming, there's only one individual that can befriend that individual. His name is Jesus Christ. Yahweh Sabaoth. I'll be back.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people.